Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. We really do appreciate our ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Marissa Ashford, and I'm a service writer here at Norrell Toyota.
All right. Yeah. Well, before we get into what service writing is, we're going to get into shoes. So I'm wearing my Vans.
You're wearing mine.
There you go. We're matching. So are Vans your shoe of choice, or did we just like get lucky today?
No, they are my shoe of choice. Either Vans or Converse, and they always got to be platform.
Okay.
That extra inch for the grocery store. She's short.
Okay. So you are the first person I've ever met that is flipping back and forth between Vans and Converse. Usually, like, it's like, no. I wear Vans or I wear Converse.
I wear both.
And so are you wearing all low tops, high tops? What are we talking about here?
Back and forth. My Converse are high tops. My Vans, I have both low top and high tops.
Okay. Yeah. And so no other shoe brands for the most part.
No.
Those are it.
Those are it.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to get started. Tanner also asked you if you have a diary like me. You don't.
No diary.
Yeah. I call it a journal or a workbook, but Tanner's like, man, you write your like thoughts, your dreams, everything goes in there. I was just like, yeah, but I have meetings and stuff I put there as well. He's just like, okay, there's some work stuff, but for the most part, it's a diary.
I could probably use one pretty forgetful sometimes.
That's right. That's why I got mine. Like, I lose thoughts all the time. Yeah. So you're new to Norrell. How long have you been here?
3 months now.
Okay. And now, are you new to Fort McMurray as well?
No, I've been here 7 years.
7 years. Yeah. Okay. So first and foremost, where did you come from initially?
Cape Breton.
What part of Cape Breton?
I'm from North Sydney.
Okay. Yeah. I have a funny story about North Sydney. Back in the day, I used to be a recruiter.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we need you to go to like Sydney to do some recruiting.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So like I got the map, pulled it up, and I said, all right. So I saw that there was a Sydney and I saw there was a North Sydney. Now I'm from Alberta and you go to Edmonton, you have West Edmonton, North Edmonton. I thought it was all the same spot.
No.
So I booked a hotel in North Sydney and like,
okay, there's only two, so it had to be either the Klansman or the North Star.
It's the North Star.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful hotel. I love the North Star. The restaurant was great. The service was great. Like, I loved it. But it's literally, like, there's not a lot in North Sydney versus Sydney.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
And so I throw this recruitment fair, and, like, a lot of people showed up, and the feedback I continuously got was, like, why the hell did you book this in North Sydney, though? We all had to drive from these different places. I'm like, I had no idea. No idea. So
it's
North
like
Sydney's
a
beautiful.
Weirdly laid out island for sure, because you also have Sydney Mines, and
I always
try to explain to my friends in Fort McMurray that's kind of laid out similar to Fort McMurray. You have Kimberley, Thickwood, we have North Sydney, Sydney Mines, Sydney.
That's right. Yep. That's right. And you have like Bedeck and all these other places.
All the little janky places along.
Yeah. So I was just there last summer, and like I love Nova Scotia.
So
and I love Cape Breton, and I'm going to call them two different places
because they are.
That's because they are. I'm not going to say it's all Nova Scotia. But it is laid out similar to Fort McMurray where you have your different like boroughs per se. Yeah. So you moved here 7 years ago. What was the reason for the move?
Chased every girl's dream, which was a boy.
Yep.
You move out here to be with a boy.
There you go.
Not with him no more.
That's okay.
But I met my fiance out here 4 years ago, and he is fantastic, and we have a beautiful daughter together now, so everything worked out pretty good.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be 3 on the 10th.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It only gets better.
So I've been told.
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old, and when he was 3, I was just like, This is awesome. When he was born, it was awesome. But when he was three, like, that's when they really
started to get the understanding. Like, we just had her birthday party, and it was the funnest because she had a good concept of what the birthday party was.
Yeah. Nice. Well, was there a theme for the birthday party?
We did Under the Sea, Our Little Mermaid turned three.
Nice. Okay, so let's get controversial for a second. What Little Mermaid were you going with? Were you going with the original Ariel? Or Ariel?
Ariel.
Ariel? Yeah. Or are we going with the new in live?
One option in this situation.
We did the original.
Okay. All right.
We did go to see the new one.
Did you?
She did enjoy it because she loves anything to do with underwater.
Okay.
I feel like that would be inappropriate to dress up as.
Yeah. Tell me about the new movie, though, please.
Oh, it was really good. Like, I was surprised. Yeah. I'm usually not one for, like, remakes. I'm an original OG kind of gal.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
She did a good job portraying the mermaid.
Okay.
And, like, they really stuck to the original storyline. There was a lot of references to the original movie. So, like, it was rewatching my childhood.
Nice.
But with my daughter, so it was fun.
That's fun, yeah. I haven't seen the new one yet. I fully intend to. I'm OG as well, like The Lion King and Aladdin.
Yeah.
Like, I can appreciate the new ones are good. I can appreciate it, but I just like the old ones more. So I haven't been rushing out
to go see
the new
Little Mermaid. We also went to see the other night the Teenage Kraken, because again, she likes anything to do with underwater,
mm-hmm.
and that was a fantastic movie. Like, it was such a cute storyline. I cried.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, with her love of water, have you got her into swimming?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to start swimming lessons in the fall. I think it's September she signed up for. But,
right.
like, we typically don't go to Ontario every summer. And
okay.
we have a cabin on the lake there, and she's a water bug.
Okay.
Like, you could not scared at all, never has been, of water.
That's awesome. So, 7 years ago, you moved to Fort McMurray. You've decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
What about, because where you're from is beautiful. There's no doubt about that. So what about Fort McMurray has kept you in this region?
Definitely the people. I made a lot of friends here over the years, and that's been nice. And I always have, like, the option of flying back home and visiting my friends and family there. And a lot of my family has not been to Alberta, so for the most part, a lot of them fly out to visit me now. And yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so are you the first out of your family to make the move out here?
Besides my Aunt Darlene, who moved out here, like, 40 years ago, yeah.
Really? That's so rare, because there's so many people from the East Coast and Florida.
Oh, yeah, I get asked all the time, like, you got any family in town? No.
No. Wow. That's nuts. So, with your daughter, what's the name of your daughter?
Amelia.
How did you come up with that name?
At the time, my grandmother was passing away from cancer, and I was pregnant with her. So, we wanted an old-fashioned name to go with an old-fashioned name. So, her name was Delphine.
Delphine.
I didn't want Delphine to be the first name, but I was like, I need something that flows with it. So we went with Amelia Delphine.
Oh, nice. Mm. And did you guys go through, like, tons of books to find Amelia? Was it, like, a character that you were worried about?
We actually went on a movie date. And
I love it.
We would typically, like, go purchase a DVD or rent on Netflix and download it on the iPad, and we drive down to the Snai or somewhere along the water, and we'll just park in the truck and get our favorite snacks, watch a movie. We're watching The Age of Adeline. And I was like, oh, I really like Adeline. That's an old-fashioned name. And then we got on, like, some name calculator thing on Google, and we put in that we wanted the name to start with an A, and that the middle name was going to be Delphine, and it pulled up names that would flow with Delphine, and Amelia was the top one.
Cool!
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could come up with a name like that. Wow! Okay, I'm like a butterfly with, like, my train of thought, but you just said something that seems super fascinating to me. You said you got movies and then you went down to the Snai. What are we talking about here?
Oh, like, we just have, like, a portable DVD player.
Okay.
We'll put the portable DVD player on the dash, we'll put a bunch of blankets, and we'll pop the seats down, and we just outdoor movie date.
We'll
do it in the box of the truck if the bugs aren't too bad. You just pick a secluded spot that nobody's kind of around and won't bother you, and it's a cheap, easy date night.
That's,
and you can take the kids if
so
you want to.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you put it, like, on an iPad or, like?
Yeah,
or,
we have both. We have, like, the iPad that if you have Netflix or Disney or YouTube, you can rent movies off of.
Yeah,
hit the option to download it, so it downloads it, so you can use it without Wi-Fi when you get down there. Or we have the portable DVD player that if we have an old DVD, you just put it in and press play.
Whose idea was this? This is a great idea. I have never heard of this before. This is a solid date night idea.
Yeah. It comes from having social anxiety, I swear. I'm like, why go out and spend a ton of money when we can just do the same thing?
That's right.
It's just the two of us.
That's right. Because, like, for the most part, like, when you're with your significant other or even with the kids, like, you're in your family room, you're watching TV. Yeah. Like, that's... And so if you rent a movie, like, you're still within the same surroundings.
Yeah.
But you could totally make it special by just, like, getting in your Toyota vehicle and, like, parking somewhere and watching one in the car.
We'll even play a game where we'll, like, rock, paper, scissors, who gets to choose, like, the drink, the food, the snacks kind of deal. So we say three things, and then we rock, paper, scissors, and that's what we get. That way it's not, like, a fight on who's
or what we're doing. This idea is going in my diary, just so we're on the same page. Before we continue this conversation, Tanner, we're out of time. Okay, we're out of time. We're gonna throw it to an ad from Patchouli Rose at the end of this episode, though. Sorry, Carrie. We love Carrie. She keeps my beard looking good. If you're not buying Carrie's products, I don't know what's wrong with you, male or female. Carrie Patchouli Rose, go buy her stuff, please, and thank you. And her artwork, awesome artwork. Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, shout out to anyone? No? Well, I guess I'll just say hello to my kids and my amazing fiance, Brayden. I love him very much, and I hope he has a great 14 days of night shifts.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate both of your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.